Now, here's something that worries me, because Sam's wife's always making cake. What is this cake storage building?
That's for Sam's cakes. Yeah.
Is this Sam?
I don't think so.
She's going to make a lot of cakes.
I don't think so.
Could you explain this, Sam?
Just approve it. Don't worry about it.
I know how you're always up in his office. Mike, has he got anything to do with this cake storage building?
He might.
His wife been bringing you cake?
She does not bring me cake. I didn't know that was an option.
Heather, have you been getting any cake?
Okay.
All right. It clears up the engineering department.
Yeah.
Both locations.
All right. Good morning. I have one item. It's in reference to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility and some proposed improvements. Recently, we were approached by the Rural Utilities Service. That's a branch of the Department of Agriculture, and I'm sure you're familiar. That's one of the groups that have funded many of our wastewater projects through the years. They have the potential for a $2 million grant, but there are several caveats attached to the potential grant. First caveat is it must be used at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. And the second caveat is that the funds must be expended by May of 2012. I have with me today Heather Sheridan, our Director of Environmental Services, and also Dennis Hassan from Whitman Recwart. We have sat down and we put together a proposed program, a means of how we could expend these funds. Dennis has a short PowerPoint that we're going to go over with the idea that we are proposing to pursue for this project. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to make a presentation about the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. My outline this morning, I'm going to give you a background with the project, proposed RUS project implementation, overall project implementation, and then the benefits of the overall project. In essence, currently, RUS is co-funding with grants and loans the current Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility expansion that's currently under construction right now. RUS has recently approached Sussex County Engineering Department concerning the availability of an additional $2 million in grant money. But as Mike said, the stipulation is these funds must be expended by May of next year. Mm-hmm. What the proposed project we're looking at for this grant money is the installation of new spray irrigation rig lines, pre-purchasing and installation of new spray irrigation rigs, as well as the construction of the cake storage and equipment storage buildings, and pre-purchasing solids handling equipment. This is an overview of the current Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. At present time, the county is currently irrigating on this property. It's currently irrigated about 200 acres for about a 1.46 million gallon per day capacity. Our current project that we're doing right now at the Inland Bays, we're adding another 146 acres of irrigation capacity to expand that capacity to 2 million gallons per day of treatment. What we're here to talk about today is utilizing this grant funds. We're looking to bring an additional 90 acres on of irrigation in the southern part of the property, and in essence, that's going to give us about another 560,000 gallons per day of disposal capacity for wastewater.
Smart move. Good move.
I'd like to talk about the phasing of this program. The first phase, which is roughly the 2.1 million, that construction needs to be complete by 2012. And that first phase is going to focus on the pre-purchasing of that dewatering equipment, pre-purchasing of irrigation equipment, and getting that irrigation system up and operational by May of 2012. The second phase deals with solids handling. As part of this program, the process that's being implemented at the plant, we're going to generate solids where the solids need to be handled for the engineering department. Again, the second phase consists of a sludge dewatering lagoon, dewatering building, and then the pre-purchase, the installation of the pre-purchase equipment, and then also the permitting of new sludge fields for disposal. I want to talk about the benefits of this overall program. Obviously, increased irrigated acreage improves crop yield. It also gives us reduced time for sludge spreading, which reduces the operational impact for planting and harvesting. Again, other benefits to the county. additional steps towards regional wastewater master plan. As I said, increasing the area here that we can dispose of treated wastewater is going to expand the capacity of the plant, which has to serve the entire Inland Bays area. Again, improved sludge handling provides an operational flexibility. Essentially, we're dewatering the sludge, so we're cutting down on the volume. And this is a step towards a Class A product, which is easier to dispose of. The process will result in a solid sludge, which again makes it easier to truck, transport, and deal with on site. So again, our total project costs and phases, the $2.1 million and $2.7 million, roughly, we're looking at a total $4.8 million program. And with that, we're open for questions.
Okay. I'm going to bite.
Going to bite.
You got a $2 million grant available, and you want to spend $4.8 million.
Right. We tried to come up with a program of how we could expend the full $2 million in, you know, that 6 or 7 month period. And there's nothing we could do at the plant that would expend that full $2 million in the period. So what we had to do is look at the solids handling project, which we have been proposing for a while. It's always been a step in our overall improvement of the plant. So we're going to go out, we're going to buy particular pieces of equipment. For example, with the solids handling project, we need something called a belt press. Basically, the sludge would come in a liquid form. You basically squeeze the liquid out of it. Now, we're not going to have time to build the whole train to make use of that piece of equipment, but we can pre-purchase that equipment, store it, and make it available as the long-term project is completed. So is it more than $2 million? Yes, it is. But to get the maximum bang for our buck as far as being able to make use of the full $2 million, this was the best way we could come up with to propose doing that.
And if you do both these first and second phases, that would then utilize the stuff you're pre-buying?
That's correct.
So you need $2.8 million from somewhere.
And what I will do is I will start making.
And you pointed to Mrs. Webb.
I'll start.
No, I think he was pointing at Robin.
Oh, Robin.
Oh,
Robin.
Oh, not here.
Oh, well, she's not here.
I will start.
I don't blame her for leaving.
I will start making application, looking at grant and loan opportunities when I close Angola District, see if there's any leftover opportunities there that I can get approval to use unused money. None of this is for sure at this point, but I will move forward on steps. Maybe it's a combination of a little bit of unused grant, a little bit of connection fees in-house, and a little bit in the budget. But then I will have to try to put something together to get his other portion of the funding. And as Mike said, this is the front end of it, the $2 million grant that's out there that we will lose if we can't do it by May. This, you know. So we're just trying to take advantage of an opportunity, and then on the back end, I'll try to put the package together.
And if we don't find the money, we'll have to figure it out in the budget somewhere.
Well, there's always a loan available at RD at the, you know, worst case scenario. A loan could be available, and then, you know, it would go into the sewer district. But I would try to put together other opportunities of other, you know, there are some resources.
It is your recommendation we would proceed with this?
On a finance end, yes.
Mr. Lawson, on your end?
On my end, I agree. It's $2 million that we can't overlook and turn away from.
For the benefits, I think what Mike's saying, to get the $2 million to move forward and the benefits of this project in the long run.
Okay.
It's not like you're making up a project just to spend $2 million. This is a project you've been contemplating.
We're just doing
it just moves it up on the
sure. than what we
right.
Because of the $2 million, it will accelerate all of us, and it will be helpful more. Okay, mm-hmm. I think I grasp it.
You have a motion, Mr. Rizzo?
Yes, I do.
Now this,
Mr. Wilson.
We're going to inject this sludge, is that right? Is that what?
Well, if we stay with the liquid sludge process we have now, yes, we will have to inject it in the ground. What we're talking about is switching to a solid dry material that could be, you know, applied like chicken manure on the surface.
I don't know what's the difference in applying it wet or dry.
I don't know if Heather has had experience with both. back probably up until about 2003 or 2004, we had a liquid sludge process at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, and it was a Class B. And I think Heather maybe also needs to, you could touch on the difference between Class A and Class B. There are benefits to us.
Yeah, regarding Class A, which is what we produce at, the type of sludge we produce at South Coastal, is taken a step further where there's almost no pathogens in it, so there's not restrictions as far
what
as...
I didn't get that word.
Pathogens.
Pathogens, bacteria, so there's
won't
not...
Be no bacteria in dry, is what you're saying?
In the Class A, that's the EPA definition is you have to put it through another process, either through extreme heat or lime, and that takes out all the pathogens so that there's less restrictions. You can, a homeowner could come and take it, or we could sell it. With Class B, there's still some pathogens in it, and it's you have to have monitoring wells, you have to do testing, you have a restricted access, restricted crops. So it's a whole different system. We would like to, in the future, but this is taking us to Class B by squeezing out the liquids. Well, we're at Class B now. If we with liquid, you can still be Class B, but this is the step towards going to Class A at Inland Bay's facility.
It looks a lot prettier in a way.
I'm sorry?
Looks a lot prettier.
And yeah. It's a lot easier for
it's easier handle to handle.
Right,
yeah.
Because we can collect it all year long and store it and then distribute it, whereas
what you
take it in the water and put it back on the land anyhow through the sprinkler system, which we've taken out of this sludge. And just a process that could have been done underground, but, you know, people don't like the looks of that.
Right.
So it all comes back to the same thing. Manure is manure. Regardless
but
of
you can collect it all year long in a solid form.
A is better than B.
Any more questions?
But I don't think I've argued with the state for a long time on this, and they've seemed to come in that direction. Applying it in the ground is not the proper way of applying sludge. It should be applied on top and on grass, and then let the sunlight and those things, and let the plants take up the nitrogen. When you go down, you're going closer to the drinking water. You're getting further away from the plants. You're getting away from the purification of the sun.
I would agree with
that. So it doesn't, we're not, I don't know, I never did understand why we got in that process. We used to do that years ago.
Out of mind.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And during the meanwhile, we're going more to contamination of water, drinking water. We always talk about drinking water. Here we are putting us down into drinking water, mm-hmm. closer to drinking water. And it costs us more money, mm-hmm. and the process is dumb. And I don't understand why the state can't pick up on this. And yet they force us into doing these dumb things.
Because they're full of it.
You're trying to leave.
Any more comments or questions of the council?
Not about this, but after this, I have a question about our overall county districts that we might look at the whole county.
Okay. Mr. Izzo, if you would. Hey, please, sir.
Be a move that the Sussex County Council directs the engineering and finance departments to pursue grant funding and administer contracts to move forward with the project to purchase equipment, expand irrigation, and provide solids handling at the Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Facility.
And
we entertain a motion.
One more thought while he's talking. And see if we can get those irrigation systems in almost immediately. See if we can get that.
We're going to have that done as part of our, you know, by May 2012.
I mean, right, see if we can. Because yeah. I think that's a really good part. That cuts down to puddling and all this other things and getting out of trouble to state, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Yes. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank all three of you.
Thank you.
The other thing I was wondering about is have we worked at all on the idea of having the entire county be our sewer district, and then if private companies want to franchise, then we would be offering the franchise instead of the Public Service Commission, delving out these franchises, because it's hop, skip, and a jump all over the place. And
right, I think we had talked about that the first year discussing sewer and water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Julie Cooper. Mm-hmm. Rudder Lane Drainage Improvement Project Bid Award.
There she is.
Good morning.
Morning.
It is still morning.
Yes, it is.
As part of our overall airport stormwater management project, we have in this case focused on the most problematic area, which is Rudder Lane. That's the avenue that the restaurant and the EOC is on, and where we also plan a couple of buildings in the future, the county does and Del Tech does. And right now, during very heavy rainstorms, the end of the road floods so badly that the state police can't get to their hangar. So that's what this project is. It's to alleviate this flooding and also to allow us to construct some more projects on that street.
Okay.
We received 8 bids on December 7th, and the lowest was Teal Construction. I did put a list of the bids in your packets.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We have that. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any questions?
Mm-hmm. You have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project 0924, Rudder Lane Drainage Improvements, be awarded to Teal Construction Incorporated of Dover, Delaware, at the bid amount of $164,988.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any question on a motion? We have this money, Mrs. Webb, in the budget?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Not Mooney.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, there are two. The first is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 2.1185 acres, more or less. It was filed on behalf of James Moses.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the second is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district by amending condition number 2 and number 3 of ordinance number 2055, conditional use number 1765, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 38,054 square feet, more or less, and it was filed on behalf of Judith Falmsby.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Deaver, introduce it.
Thank you, and that is it.
Additional business brought before council. Mr. Guy, there was nobody signed up. Mm-hmm. Any council have anything additional?
Wait, we got one signed up.
I'm sorry.
Right here.
We have one signed up.
He's signed up right now. You know he's making a show or something.
Okay.
He doesn't need to sign.
It's
president. Our gift.
The woodworkers.
Oh, it's woodworkers. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. While he's signed up, council anything? Nobody. Okay. Mr. Baker, getting close, isn't it?
They're still waiting for you.
Clock is ticking.
And Sandy is smiling, smiling, and smiling.
Well, today's not your last day, right?
No. As councilman.
Yeah, right.
Sandy, thank you for your patience.
He's not even been coming in until 8:30.
Wow.
You'll be here on the last day of the month, right?
I suspect so.
Coming out with your little box that we allow you to take out of your drawer. You
know, Carson
Morrison.
Morrison. Yes, sir.
I'm Carson Morrison, president of the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers. We meet and work in Delaware. And for about the last 18 years, we've been actively involved in making wooden toys that we give to underprivileged children within the area. And I would like to thank the
council
for their contribution to the underprivileged children, to some of them anyways, and for allowing us to continue this effort in using those funds to purchase wheels and axles and et cetera for the thing. So I would like to present to you our commemorative plaque.
Wow.
of a toy. Mm-hmm. For thanking you for your contribution to this effort.
Well, thank you and your organization very much. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Very much so. I see it's a new model, huh?
Did you get the template for that from one of those vehicles Sam's got parked in the woods?
I think so. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Sam, is this one of your...
That's not supposed to be in the paper, George.
Is that a replica of one of your vehicles in that woods you got there? Everybody been to the farm?
Or you are something.
Send the inspectors out there.
He just got you on that pickup truck. You're trying to get it back. That's all.
I am going to get him. I mean, I'm not going to let up either. Deserves whatever happens. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do, Sam?
Yeah, Robbie.
I'm going to get Sam like this. Taking the truck back because it's titled to me. He stole the truck. I'm going to take it back and I'm going to put
now
it up for sale.
On your mic.
I'm going to go put it out on the
car. Do you want to come here and get your picture taken with this toy?
No, sir. They'll think that truck's parked on some of my land.
Just as a little footnote, we make about 1,200 to 1,300 toys a year.
Wow.
And December 3rd was our toy giveaway, so we distribute to about 30 different charities, organizations who then... pass them out to the children and the families that they represent. So,
you do great work, and we thank you very, very much.
Hey, guess
thank
what? You. That's American-made here in Delaware.
There you go. There you go.
Can't get those at Walmart.
Yes. Mr. President.
Thank you.
Mr. President, before you have a motion to go out in executive session, if I may just comment on something. I've been around the courthouse since 1973, and I remember a few years after I was first around the courthouse, Mr. Baker coming to work with the county. And I know in the mid-80s, Mr. Baker was well-known and well-respected, irregardless of anyone's party affiliation, and he was recognized as being absolutely tops in his field and what he was done. He was recognized as someone who stayed on top of the finances for this county and did a great job for the county.
Yeah.
A few years back, when he was put in this position, my first reaction was, man, someone that's always so quiet and is such detail-oriented in this position. And fortunately, I've had the honor of being able to work with him the last few years. And as everybody on this council knows, he is an absolutely fine human being, an absolutely great gentleman. And he is just fantastic in his leadership abilities. I've said many times since I've had this position that the general public does not understand the caliber of people this county has. And I credit a lot of that to Mr. Baker for his leadership.
Yes.
And I'm very proud to have the opportunity to work with him the last few years. So thank you for letting me have the opportunity
to
say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I can say dittos to that.
I'm sure there's five dittos to that.
Thank you very much.
I was trying to get six dittoed, but Sandy wouldn't ditto it, so it's...
She's got plans for him. I hate to say it. Look at her. Mind's
look
just working.
Face. She has got
plans. Boy, he's going to Florida. Yeah.
Honeydews. Yeah. Honeydews.
We're going to take a motion for to go executive session for personnel.
Make that motion.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Wilson. Yes. Go executive session for personnel.